Whoever requested a shiur about the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara in Brachos says that if a person comes into shul and he finds that the tzibur is davening, so if you could finish before Kedusha, so then you should daven and finish before Kedusha. Obviously, that means that you daven relatively quickly. The Gemara has a excuse me. The Gemara says it about modim. Then the Gemara has a suffix about kedusha. Right? By modim, you have to finish before modim. There's a suffix about kedusha. That suffix relates to whether you say kedusha biyachid. Taisa says that the issue by modim is just that you're supposed to bow together with the tzibur, which means that if you're in middle of a bracha, you can bow. So that's what Rabbi Natan used to do. Rabbi Natan would daven, and he would not finish by the time the tzibur was up to modem, so he would just bow with the tzibur, and that's not such an issue. So the Gemara in the Bavli only discusses modem and kedusha. Tosfos discusses that if I'm in middle of Shmoneh Esrei and they're up to kedusha, so there's machlokas between Rashi and the other Rishonim about whether I stop and I wait for Kedusha, or whether since if I'm doing that, I am fulfilling Kedusha. So maybe it's Ke'ilu, I am talking in middle of davening, which would be a hefsek. So the Minhag HaOlam is like Rashi, and usually it's explained that that's a question about the nature of Shomei HaKa'oneh. Shomei HaKa'oneh, the Pshat, that's Ke'ilu I'm saying it. Shomei HaKa'oneh, the Pshat, like I'm just being guilty. If it's Ke'ilu I'm saying it and I'm speaking, how can I speak in middle of my silent Shmoneh Esrei? So the Teretz is that maybe Shomei HaKa'oneh is not that I'm speaking, it's just a way of being guilty. It happens that Rav Shechter told me that once upon a time there was a Rav who was applying to be the Rav in Breuer's, and he gave a shiur about this sugya, and he said a different pshat in this sugya. He said, which I actually think is more correct, and I think the Stapler has this also, that it's not a shaila whether Shemei Koine is like I'm speaking or not. The shaila is whether aniya al yedei thinking, can that be a hefsek to when I'm speaking? Let's say Shemei Koine is the pshat that I'm speaking. I'm being, it's not just I'm being guilty. It's like I'm getting the points. I'm saying the words. But I'm not saying the words. I'm saying the words Ayyadeh thinking. So maybe Ayyadeh thinking is a lower level of saying the words. Maybe like I could be Yotze a bracha, for example, just by hearing the bracha. But if I say Amen, it's Gadol Ona Amen, Yosimena Mavarech. There's a better way of being Yaltze when you're speaking. So maybe that's the shiloh of it, not being a hefsek or not. So again, so we're talking about modem and we're talking about kedusha. The Yerushalmi is quoted by Tosfos that hu hadin the amen of Hakel HaKadosh on Shabbos and amen of Shomei HaTfila during Chol. If I'm in middle of Mamish, the Shmoneh Esrei, so it's clear that you're not Mafsik, the Shmoneh Esrei. Right? If I'm in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, so I feel Nachosh Karo Chalakevo. You're not Mafsik, the Shmoneh Esrei. But the Shaila is, do I delay my saying of the Shmoneh Esrei in order to be Yotze, the Kaddish Kedusha, etc.? Now, the Gemara has the case about someone who's Nichnas Beis HaKnesses late. I don't know anyone who ever had this, someone who ever came in late, etc. But the Mishnah Berurah Kof Tes, right at the beginning, Mishnah Berurah has a suffix. Let's say it's not that I come into davening late. I'm on davening on time. Narvas, I daven slowly. I'm a yeshiva bachur, and I'm davening, in a shul. I daven more slowly. So should I daven my Shmoneh Esrei and miss Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu? Right? Kaddish or Kedusha, let's say. Or do I, like, delay my recitation of the Shmoneh Esrei? So, and this klal relates to the dinim of Ein Mavrin al HaMitzvos. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that he's uncertain, but since according to the Prima Gaudim, the ikur of saying Tefillah B'Tzibur involves starting together with the Tzibur, so we're not going to tell you to give up on the ikur Tefillah B'Tzibur in order to have the Kaddish or the Kedusha, which comes later. Right? You're not going to give up on the ikur tefillah b'tzibur. Now, of course, this is assuming, well, like the prima godin we discussed earlier, that the ikur tefillah b'tzibur is like when you start together, and that's why they make a clap by Musaf. of Rosh Chodesh, etc. But if you hold them, the Ikra Tefillin B'Tzibur is not that you mamish start together. But if I'm davening some of davening with them, so then one could make a case that I just delay a little bit in the way that, I could get some of davening with them in terms of Moedim, as long as I bow in middle of the davening. In terms of Kedusha, if I delay a little bit, so I could answer Kedusha. And I would still be yotzei the Ikra Tefillin B'Tzibur against what the Mishnah Berurah Safek is relating to. It's based on the Prima Godin, that you only yotzei Ikra Tefillin B'Tzibur when you begin together with the Tzibur. Now, this question, though, does come up in a slightly different way. And it was just Chanukah, so one of the big issues on Chanukah, I think, is related to this, which is as follows. There's a Tshuva Yechavadas, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Ayin, Zayin, where Chacham Ovadia Yosef discusses, can you skip or truncate parts of davening in order to get to Kedusha with the Tzibur? Right, for example, during Shachris, most people say Sim Shalom. Can I say Shalom Rav? Instead of Sim Shalom, in order to make my davening shorter. Or in Chanukah, we know that if I skip Al HaNisim in davening, right? So you skip Al HaNisim, you miss the Al HaNisim points, but you're still Yotzei davening. So should I skip Al HaNisim in order to get to Kedusha? Now, this issue, according to the Mishnah Brura, it's not abundantly clear that you should ever skip anything. Because once I'm Yotzei the Ikra Tefillah B'Tzibur by beginning davening with them, so even though I'm going to finish later, that's not such a problem. I'm going to finish later. But the suffix really is if you hold that, no, you really want to get to the Kaddish and the Kedusha, you hold that's mamish fundamental, to what extent are you allowed to skip? So in Chacham Ovadia's Tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Zayin, he discusses that this should relate to the machlokas between the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. Let's say they give me one day off a year. I'm in prison, and they give me one day off a year. So which day do I choose? So do I choose the day that I could get the most mitzvahs possible? The Chacham Tzvi, the Radvaz makes a cheshbon that you get the most mitzvahs possible on Purim. Okay, I mean that's his cheshbon, right? So the Radvaz says no, you don't make a cheshbon of the most mitzvahs possible. We assume ein mavrin ala mitzvahs, even though you could end up getting a bigger mitzvah later on. Still ein mavrin ala mitzvahs. The Chacham Tzvi in Simen Yud Gimel disagrees, and he says no, you try to get the biggest possible mitzvah. Now many of the Mefarshim say that Kaddish is the biggest possible mitzvah. Or Kedusha is the biggest possible mitzvah. But Pashtus, we paskin like the Ramban, that tefillah is derabbanan. But v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Right? There's a mitzvah min haTorah for v'nikdashti. And what does that mean? Is v'nikdashti only when I give up my life? Or is v'nikdashti our kiyum of Kiddush Hashem min haTorah when I answer Kaddish or Kedusha? So they quote from the Arizal that your Yotzei Adinda Eraisa, when you recite Kaddish and Kedusha. And in fact, one could argue, and I don't know if we spoke about this, but the Emek Bracha has Yisod, that maybe, even if your tefillah is derabbanan, but maybe the tefillah which is derabbanan enables me to have a kiyum da Eraisa of duchening. That duchening has to be done with Shas Avoda. According to the Ramban, right, tefillah is not avodah min haTorah. So how can I have duchening, which is deraisa? So they quote that there's a kiyum mitzvah min haTorah. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's a mitzvah kiyumis min haTorah to daven. Right? We questioned, I think, whether there's a yisod of mitzvah kiyumis at all in Judaism. Right? We quoted from Reb Avraham Shapiro, Rashi of Americas, that maybe there is no such thing. But in this case, the notion that if you hold tefillah is derabbanan and kaddish is deraisa, so maybe that's the pshat in the Gemara, right? Maybe the reason why I daven, right? If I mutter, I come into the tzibur and I see, can I finish by kedusha or not? The pshat is, I want to forego my mitzvah derabbanan of davening, certainly davening b'tzibur, in order to get the mitzvah deraisa of kedusha. Now this is not at all pashut, because pashtus is that bonding to Kaddish and Kedusha is not really a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. It's not really a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Why is Kaddish and Kedusha greater than everything else? So it's not abundantly clear. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, the end of Siman Tzav, he says that like you're supposed to respond to Gimel Kedushas and Dalet Kaddishim and Gimel Kaddishim and Dalet Kedushas every day. It's not clear exactly why these Kaddishes and Kedushas are so essential. I understand if it's Deraisa. And even if it's Deraisa, so then I get involved in a further question. Osek mitzvah drabbanon, am I potter from a mitzvah Deraisa? So halacha l'maisa, all the Acharonim say that what you should do is you come in on time, you follow the Sefik of the Mishnah Berurah, and you sit down with the Tzibur. Even you daven slow and you miss Kaddish or Kedusha, you'll be Yotze to Bezeer Anpin. Are they what Rashi says that you just pause in the middle? It happens that Chacham Avadya Yosef in the Tshuva and Yabi Omer Chelak Beisim in Zayin. Chacham Avadya writes, you know what? Maybe it's better for me to come into davening early, or maybe to skip part of Psukei DeZimra, like we spoke about, and start my Shmoneh Esrei early, and then I'll finish in time for Kedusha. Right? That's what Chacham Avadya Yosef says, and that way I'm yotzei the din of the Gemara. The Gemara says I come to shul late. Maybe I come to shul early, and I could still do that thing because I'm a schlepper. I daven longer than other people daven. That's what Chacham Avadya suggests, which is really an interesting idea. Someone told me that they were in Breuers, and Rav Shechter is davening in Breuers, and they see that Rav Shechter starts Shmoneh Esrei before the Tzibur. And this fellow's a Ben Torah. He's actually a Musmuf of our yeshiva. He was actually in my shir. So he tells me that he went up to Rav Shechter. He says, like, Rebbe, you know, b'mchila, like, I'm scared. But, you know, aren't you supposed to start with the tzibur, even if you're going to miss? So Rav Shechter says, no, I follow Chacham Avadya's tshuva. I should start early and then get Kaddish and Kedusha. But Pashtos, it's not such a crazy idea. Because the Gemara is assuming that Kaddish and Kedusha is so unbelievably important that I delay my davening to be Yotze, so certainly I couldn't be macked in my davening in order to be Yotze. So these are some of the comments I had. Yeah.
So what if, let's say, someone's a real schlepper and they're even behind when it comes time for Shmoneh Esrei, meaning they came to shul on time, let's say, but now it's up to Shmoneh Esrei and they're still in the middle of Kriyat Shema. What
Right. So
would be the eitzah for them? Should they wait?
I think they should skip part of Psukei
I'm saying, but like,
DeZimra.
Shas
They
Ma'aseh.
did it. So should they wait? In other words, they're such a schlepper that they're late for Shmoneh Esrei, and then they're going to, if they'll begin, they'll miss. So missing Modim, you have Rabbeinu Tam in the top. They should just bow down. Don't bow at the beginning of the bracha, the end of the bracha, just bow down in the middle. So missing the other stuff, Kedusha, right? So follow Rashi, that you'll say, Bezeer Anpin, just by being quiet in the middle of davening.
Or should you just wait to start Shmoneh Esrei till after?
Yeah, so to
Or
wait
should
to
you
start.
start with the Chazan?
So to start with the Chazan, so again, according to the Eish HaAvraham Buchach, that your mamish yotzei tefillah b'tzibur that way, that's why the best eitzah in that
That
case.
would be the best.
Chacham Avadya likes that Eish HaAvraham Buchach. He's not convinced that the Prima Gun is right. The whole Mishnah Berurah Safeg is predicated on the similar to the Mishnah Berurah,
And in this case, like, you can't even get the Prima Gun.
you
Like, you
can't get
are
the Prima
missing.
Gun. Great, because I missed it, because I
Exactly.
have a longer Kriya Shema. I mean, I find that issue. I skip Psukei DeZimra almost every day, because I know that my Birchas Kriya Shema, or my Kriya Shema in particular, is slower than most people. So what I do is I try to start earlier, and hopefully I'm up to this morning where I davened in Reuben 8:10 this morning. I couldn't get it even. But usually, if I start early, I could get my Kriya Shema at my speed and then be, you know, my Shmoneh Esrei is not that slow. My Kriya Shema is much slower. I don't know why. I'm very nervous of Kriya Shema. Okay. Shkoyach, thank you.
Thank you, Ruby.